Our topic today is relief for conflict in personal relationships. In our last audio on relief for negativity and judgment, we discussed how other people are mirroring your beliefs, and they are essentially playing the roles that you have assigned to them. Everything you see is the outward effect of your inward thoughts. If you have a belief that you are not loved or valued or important, then other people will show up to mirror your beliefs to you, and you will get to be right. If you have a belief that other people are self-centered or arrogant, then you'll get the bonus of having self-centered, arrogant people in your life. The question is, do you want this? Do you want to be right about your judgments and beliefs, or do you want to be happy? When you're in conflict with another person, it's usually because they won't do what you want them to do, or they are doing something that you want them to stop. When this occurs, you end up focusing on the effect of the problem instead of the cause. You put your time and your energy and your attention into getting them to do what you want in the way that you want them to. Whenever you try to solve a problem at the effect of the problem, it doesn't get solved. You must always go to the root of the problem in order to have lasting change. Let's go back to the idea of projection. You are like a walking movie projector, and your life is the movie screen. You assign the roles to everyone around you because your beliefs will ask them to play this certain role. If you feel that you're unloved, then you'll unknowingly hand out scripts to other people, requiring them to show up as unloving. You'll find yourself overlooked, sometimes forgotten, alone, or a last priority. When this happens, you'll be quick to judge the other people and decide that they don't care about you or they don't love you. You might get mad at them. You might distance yourself or tell them that you're upset. There are two problems with this response. Number one, the moment you use your experience to validate your belief, you will send another painful experience ahead for yourself. We call this launching a missile or squirting the ketchup bottle. Every time you use what you see to validate a limiting core belief about yourself, it's like you have squeezed a ketchup bottle. The result is, you are going to see it again, or you're going to see the effect of your decision. It will look like a bunch of ketchup. As a child of God, you have the power to create like God Himself. Whatever you decide, you'll get to experience it just as if it is real, even though it's not. In A Course in Miracles, we learn that what God created is the only reality. And there is not one thing we see with our eyes that is based in truth. Our eyes show us a collection of our false and limiting beliefs, and nothing more. Once you accept that you are the dreamer of your dream, then your whole life experience can change for the better. If you understand that all pain, lack, and discomfort is actually coming from you and not to you, you can ask for divine help in getting things sorted out. The second problem with trying to solve your problem at the level of the effect is that the problem will never get solved. If you have a weed in your garden and you try to get rid of it by cutting it from the top, it will always grow back, sometimes bigger and stronger. If you want to get rid of the weed, you'll have to get a hold of the root and pull it from there. Take a moment now to inventory how the majority of other people treat you, especially in your close relationships. If they are loving, attentive, caring, and generous with you, then this is very good news. It means that you love and accept yourself, and you want the best for yourself. If they are uncaring, disrespectful, inconsistent, or distant, then we do have some work to do. This means that you have a belief that you are unworthy of love, attention, and the generosity of others. This situation can heal very quickly, but here's what you'll need to do. Step number one, refrain from judging other people. You will need to stop judging or being upset with other people, for being unloving, unkind, or for even forgetting about you. They are mirroring your thoughts, and they are playing the script that you assigned to them. Every time you get upset by something that they do or that they don't do, you are validating your belief that you are not loved, and you squeeze the ketchup bottle. The sad result is that you will only get to see more ketchup. This means that you will have the same frustrating, painful experience of feeling unloved, unheard, or forgotten all over again. Step number 2, acknowledge that everything is happening from you and not to you. The power of God dwells within you. There is no power outside of you. You are one with everyone and everything. Healing is always an inside job because all healing is of the mind. When your mind, being the cause, is healed, then your body and your relationships and all other effects will be healed as a result. Once the root of the problem is addressed, which is in your thoughts, then your higher wisdom can intervene and show you how all your false and limiting beliefs can be healed. Then you can get back to the happy, joy-filled, and abundant life that God wills for you. Step number 3, forgive, forgive, and then forgive some more. When other people mirror your unhealed beliefs to you, this can be frustrating and painful. When you're feeling unloved, the last thing you want is to have someone treat you that way. But that's exactly what happens. If you react to it by validating it, you'll give yourself the added bonus of getting to experience it all over again. Sometimes the same person will show up again and do the same thing. Sometimes it will be another person. This is your ego's way of keeping you off guard and keeping you focused on the pain instead of what is causing the pain. Your ego is very clever in keeping you preoccupied with what is not true so that you will never address the true cause and let it be healed. If it can block you from the cause of the problem, it can hold you in pain. And as long as you're in pain, you will not remember the truth about yourself and the immense love and happiness that God has for you. Step number 4, choose again. Choose again means that right in the moment that you are experiencing your false belief presented to you, you will need to choose again. You must recognize that you are only seeing it because it is the effect of your past thoughts, and then you choose what you would have instead. A simple shortcut is to say this to yourself: I want peace instead of this. This is an acknowledgement that what you are experiencing is not the truth, and it's also an invitation to your higher wisdom to intervene on your behalf. Here's an example. Let's say that you're feeling unloved or unimportant, and you go to the bank. You observe that the bank teller is going out of their way to accommodate the several customers that are in front of you. And then when it's your turn, the teller puts up a close sign and tells you that you must wait until someone else is available. You might even be the last person in line, but it doesn't matter. As you stand and wait for another teller, it would be easy for you to judge the teller and the situation. Why couldn't they just take care of one more person? Why does this always happen? If they would have spent less time talking and more time working, then they could have handled your transaction, etc. If you do this, you are launching a missile attack against yourself. You are ensuring that you will experience the same situation in yet another form again. Instead of your old response, right there, while you're in the bank line, waiting for that next teller, if there is one, you can go to step number 1. Refrain from judging the teller or anyone else. Recognize that this person is mirroring your beliefs to yourself and nothing more. Step number 2. Acknowledge that this is happening from you and not to you. The power of God dwells within you. There is no power outside of you. Step number 3, Forgive the teller for their actions. Forgive the bank. Forgive the customers who were in front of you and took up all the time with the teller. And then forgive yourself. There is not one thing outside of you that can alter you in any way. What God created within you is whole, complete, and worthy of love, now and always. Step number 4, choose again. At this point, choose what you would have instead of this experience. The easiest way to choose again is to say to yourself, I want peace instead of this. You might also follow it with a quick prayer like this. Thank you, God, in advance, that I am surrounded by loving, supportive, and generous people who always have time for me. These steps are not easy, especially when your desire to be right is your first response. Yet if you want to be happy, these steps will bring you back into alignment with God's will for your happiness. Every time you choose peace, you are joining with God's will for your happiness. Every time you choose fear or worry or judgment, you are deciding against Him. The choice is always up to you. It's very challenging to follow these steps when you're angry, when you're frustrated, or when you're irritated by another person or a situation. Let's do a quick round of EFT to release the negative charges from the past. Go ahead and tune into that one person who is close to you, the one who is presenting the greatest challenge. And now start tapping over your heart and repeat after me. Even though I have been frustrated by this person, and there are times that I've been angry, I am willing to release all the anger, all the frustration, and all my irritation as a result of this person. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I want happiness instead of my frustration. I am determined to see this person differently. Let's go to the top of the head. I choose peace instead of this. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I acknowledge that this person is mirroring my thoughts back to me. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am willing to forgive them for playing the role that I assigned to them. Let's go under the eye. I am determined to see this person and this whole situation differently. Let's go now under the nose. I want peace instead of this. Let's pause now, taking a long, deep breath, allowing yourself to feel a deep sense of relief and relaxation. It's time to let go of the judgments and the grievances and all the little annoyances that are robbing you of your peace. There is nothing outside of you. Everything is an effect of your mind. You are one with God, and you are one with every other person. Take another deep cleansing breath, letting yourself go to the center of your heart. Let's tap again over the top of the heart and repeat these words. I am aware that I have let this person frustrate me. And at a deeper level, I might be feeling powerless or not loved or not valued. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I forgive this person in all respects. Let's go to the top of the head. All power is within me. There is no power outside of me. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I choose peace instead of this. Let's go to the side of the eye on the other side of the face. Thank you, God, that I am surrounded by loving and generous and supportive people that always look out for my best interest. Let's go under the eye. I accept your will for happiness for me. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep breath, feeling your shoulders relax, feeling your spine lengthen, expanding, letting go of all those tight little tense spots where we've been holding our judgments, giving yourself this great sense of relaxation and peace. Let's finish now together with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you with all of our personal relationships, and wherever we are experiencing conflict, we ask that you would shine your light such that all darkness would disappear. Help us to remember that your will is not for our conflict or discomfort or pain or challenge. Help us to reach towards you and to remember the light that you created, the light that we are entitled to, and that the love that you have given is part of every relationship because we are one with you and we are one with our brother. Whatever it is that we are challenged by today, we are determined to see it differently. We join together in laying down all judgments. Wherever we are seeing someone else as less than whole, or not pleasing us, or not doing what we want them to do, or where they continue to do what we want them to not do, today we lay down all expectations, and we come to you with an open and gracious heart. Please fill our hearts with your love, with your contentment, that we would feel so safe, so one with you, that we would never even consider a moment of sorrow. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.